You're listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon here on Thursday, April 25th, 2019. Scott Burton, your host. It's about 10 minutes till the top of the hour on a Thursday, which means it's time for Arts Up with the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. We have Nancy DeCherney, the executive director, here in the studio to tell us about everything that's going on in the capital city.
Squeeze in. We're going to have to talk fast because this is a pretty packed weekend. You've already covered the As If Festival, which is coming. It's a big festival weekend.
It is.
Jazz and Classics is going to start shortly. We've got that festival. We have the mini-con thing going on. There's all kinds of events related to that. First of all, go to jahc.org or ktoo.org so you can get the calendar and get all the details. There's zine making workshop this afternoon. There's a jigsaw puzzle making workshop over at the Makerspace at 6 o'clock tonight. There's Young Frankenstein at Thunder Mountain High School. It's the spring musical comedy from that. I mean, really, people. There's the UAS pottery sale on Friday morning at 10 a.m. out at the Soboloff. Again, with a lot of mini-con things. There's Turf for Tots at the Diamond Field House from 5 to 6:30. This is hosted by the Juno Family Birth Center. All kinds of things. There's Gin Up the Mountain. I mean, come on.
What's Gin Up the Mountain?
It's a fundraiser for the chamber. Juno Chamber of Commerce. They're going to be exploring. Tickets are $50, and it includes your tram ride. There's appetizers, gin tastings, live music, a tram ride, and all that stuff. So that's fun, 5:30 to 9 on Friday night. I'm sure there's tickets available. There's a second annual Polaris House Spring Celebration at Elizabeth Bradovich Hall on Friday at 6. There is the Wave at Goldtown Nickelodeon, all the improv things going on, more pottery sale on Saturday. The Alaska Robotics Minicon at the Jack. All during the day, there's a market out at Mendenhall Mall. There's a town hall with Jesse Keel and Andy Story and Sarah Hannon. There's art activities and hangouts at Zach Gordon at 11 to 3. All kinds of, let's see, we've got the Snow White, a JDT Spring Showcase at the high school, Young Frankenstein again. The Pride Chorus is having a choir thing at Northern Light Church. There's Beatdown in case any of this art stuff is just too much for you. You can go do that at Elizabeth Pradovich Hall at 7 p.m. There's a chamber music night out at Aldersgate Methodist School Church. It is the Juno String Ensembles and a lot of the violin kids. Rotorack is having a fashion show at the Red Dog from 7 to 9 p.m. There's a barn dance at 7:30 up at St. Anne's Parish Hall. You've got the improv festival things going on again, and you've got Empty Bowls on Sunday. So, you know, this is a pretty packed week. I didn't get all the way through the whole thing. Oh, Pillars, the Wednesday, the last Pillars of American Freedom is on Wednesday, and the Alaska Design Forum brings Stefan Schoberg, and he has been, he's a contemporary architect from Scandinavia somewhere.
If that's what this weekend is like, what's First Friday next week going to be like?
Going to be crazy talk. Because it's not only First Friday, but it's also the start of the Jazz and Classics Festival. And so I was just over there selling tickets. It was a good idea to get online and see what's coming up, because there's a lot of things happening and you don't want to miss out on the Jazz and Classics Festival either. It does go on, you know, throughout the month of May pretty much. But yeah. We got us some stuff to do.
We do. Nancy DeCherney from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Remind us where we can see all that information online.
jahc.org or ktoo.org.
Just scroll down to the community calendar on ours. Nancy DeCherney, thank you so much.
Thank you.